I have the Menoth Kador stuff already.
Oh, okay.
And I can always get the box set, but I have most of the stuff that's already in the box set.
Yeah.
As is. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to put this.
Pilot. Do you want, like, we could move more but closer to the outlet.
Yeah, there we go. That's better.
Yeah.
You don't have to get that close.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, the microphone can handle itself.
Well, good.
Yeah, because eating on the podcast always ends up, you know, 100% great.
I've never eaten on the podcast before.
I know, I'm just saying. Eating on a podcast never turns out okay.
I mean, it would be good if we ate Cheetos. Oh, you know what we could do? You could have a snack food identification contest.
Oh, snack food, yeah. Well, this is all that comes out when you're eating on a podcast.
No, a snack food identification contest. We can take different snack foods. And we'll open up the container so everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
And then we'll each take one and crunch right in the microphone, and we'll do like 10 heats.
10 heats?
10 heats.
What are you, George Costanza? Like, you can identify like the sound of a
and then what we'll do is after people can write in and tell us what they think it is. And
no one listens to this.
But if anyone does, the one guy.
He's like, I know what that is.
Yeah, if he guesses
that's
them all right.
That's a sunship.
If he guesses them all right, I'll send him like a War Machine box set or something.
I'm sure people love that. They love free swag.
But they have to get all 10 correct.
Yeah, because you saw that probably, the new Horde box set that's mm-hmm. coming out. It's got Circle. It's got Legion.
And very nice.
I'm hoping that's not the sculpt for the Circle, you know, the big werewolf dude. It looks like the old sculpt they don't put out anymore.
No, it's just plastic.
That's what it looks like. What I'm saying is it looks like the old discontinued one.
Yeah, it's not it.
No.
Okay. It's the new plastics. Because all those box sets are truly plastic.
Yeah. And they're really nice. No metal figures, at least.
There's actually plastic. I'm pretty sure it's 100% plastic, which means there's plastic Warcasters in there.
Yeah.
Which are unique for those box sets.
What's weird is that I'm so I don't want to say spoiled because that's not the right word, but I'm so like jaded by GW mm-hmm. that it's like I see a $100 box set and it's like, oh, that looks pretty good, you know, you get a, but actually GW's box sets are not that bad for the price you pay. I mean, you get $100.
They will be that the scuttlebutt has it that the because you know everyone knows Battle for Skull Pass was $45 or $50.
Something like that.
Dirt cheap. But then they had a price adjustment, and it almost doubled in price. Yeah. To $100.
Island of Blood is about $100.
Island of Blood.
Still, you got a shit ton of stuff in there.
Hear me out. Yeah. Island of Blood is now $100, which I'd say you get more than you did in Skull Pass.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't think you necessarily get more, but I think you get better quality stuff. I mean, the dwarves were all pretty monoposed.
Yeah, the dwarves were shitty as hell. The goblins were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the goblins were perfect.
But the dwarves sucked. They were awful.
Yeah, you get 40 Skaven in the box set.
Yeah, and you get a bunch of nice-looking high elves. You get that awesome griffin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in there, which is nice.
Yeah.
But the scuttlebutt has it that the starting with the 6th edition
mm-hmm.
40K starter set, they're going to be like 200 or something like
that. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's scuttlebutt. It's just rumors. But
that's insane.
Yeah, they're gonna be
no huge. One could afford that. I mean, I could plop down $100 on a starter set for 40K, no problem.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not even about like us as hobbyists being able to afford it, because us as hobbyists, if we really want it, you have a Marienburg land ship. You can't say you can't afford it.
Hey, I bought that before I had Penny, so.
But whatever. You still can't say that you couldn't afford a $200 box set if it's something you really wanted.
Yeah, if it was something I really wanted.
But as a starter set?
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, the whole point of the starter set is you have an easy, affordable entry point into the hobby.
Yeah.
And as like a teenager, that's how I got into the hobby.
Me too.
Me and my friend went halvesies on second edition starter box.
I got my first boom was the 5th edition, the Bretonians and the Lizardmen.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I started with 40K. Now with
fantasy. The good old 5th edition starter box set.
Those Lizardmen
and my Wood Elves.
Those Lizardmen were pretty bad. The funny thing is, because of the prevalence, and this is an interesting note about the whole 40K fantasy thing, is the local store near me that had miniatures games, they had Games Workshop, and like I knew of Games Workshop because a like, long time before I actually got into the game, because I was always into doing models and stuff, and I painted stuff for role-playing, like D&D, and like my dad got me a Viper jet bike.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, because he knew I like model kits. He's like, here, I got you this from the store. I'm like, oh, sweet, cool. Didn't really know what it was. Yeah. This is a cool toy I'm going to put together and paint. But I went to the store, and I saw it's a whole game, and I'm like, this is awesome. Because I was into Mutant Chronicles and the...
Mutant Chronicles.
Wait, Dragon Strike, which was a board game version of AD&D, yes. that was designed to get kids into Dungeons and Dragons, and it has the best video ever, because it came with a videotape where you'd read it, and the DM was a dude in a black turtleneck, and he's like, "It's a dark night. A scary night. There's monsters in the caves. Do you dare? Are you brave enough to face the monsters? Brave enough to face the dangers? Brave enough to face the traps? Are you brave enough to face a dragon strike?" Yeah. So I mean, I was into that kind of stuff, and then I was like, it's a whole game. This is great. Yeah. And I saw the starter box, and I was like, man, it's like $80. I can't afford that. But I was mowing lawns and doing, I was like, I gotta save up. So I was like, I'm gonna go halves with my friend. And after doing that, you know, we started to get into it, you know, putting our toys together, painting. We started playing our, quote-unquote, version of the rules. And they didn't have any fantasy at the store.
Yeah.
For all I knew, there was only Warhammer 40,000. I had no idea. Because, I mean, I was always more into fantasy than sci-fi. And had I had known there was a fantasy miniatures game, I would have played that first. Because I gravitate towards fantasy. But there was just 40K there.
Well, yeah, and then you get in, I think it was 99, 2000, they released the six-ed box set, which was the Orcs and the Empire stuff.
Yeah.
Which back then you were like, this is amazing! And now you're like, this is shit.
Yeah, this is trash. This guy's gun is running into his face.
You're like, bah! Bah! These plastics are ass. Get them away.
The chariot was nice.
No, even that was really bad.
It's the same chariot that the
I know, and it's bad.
It's
terrible.
Bad. It's not that bad.
Why does it have like a giant stick in the back that says like a jaw on it?
Actually, you know,
it's stupid.
Well, see, a lot of that with that chariot, my favorite thing to do with that chariot is to actually just do the base with the wheels and not put any of the walls of the chariot on it, because then it just looks like a plank being drawn by the boars.
Yeah, so what you're saying is cool. What you're saying is you want to make the model look even worse.
I don't think that's what I was saying, but I may have explained myself terribly.
Well, yeah. It's like, what you're saying is, you want the model so bad, don't you? You're like the kid who says, like, if I glue more Tyranid claws onto it, it's gonna look awesome!
I'm gonna throw this bottle at you.
But yeah, that's I'll
hate you so much!
By the way, welcome to Game Classy.
Classy.
There you go.
At what point I'm just gonna go as long as I can.
As long as you can. we're talking a little bit today about some 40K. I know 40K is on the horizon. The new rule book.
New rules. There's some bone-chilling rumors about that as well.
Well, yeah, let's
keep going.
I don't want to say scuttlebutt, because we already said that about six times in this podcast.
I like the word scuttlebutt.
But I know for sure that all the managers, all the GW managers went down, all the non, like the manager who had staff.
Okay.
Not the single store, you know, the pathetic managers.
Bunker managers.
Yeah, the bunker. There's a couple stores that have multiple staff.
Really?
Any store that's still in the mall has multiple staff.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because you have to have a certain set of hours for the mall.
Yeah, but all of those managers went down to Memphis this week, or last week, and it was all pretty hush-hush on what they learned about, but I think we could all take a guess on what they were learning about, which was the new edition of Warhammer 40,000, which, of course, many a fat, bald guy is masturbating over right now.
Well,
and teenager.
I'm ready to throw out this is the darkness that I heard, the creeping darkness. Wait,
hold on, before you get to that, I want to ask you a question about this.
All right, fire away.
When do you think you knew the new edition of 40K was coming out?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Okay. I, honest to God, got into an internet flame war with a guy who said, and I said, you know, I kind of knew about the new edition of 40K was coming out when they released that bullshit rule book, the fake rule book that supposedly came out.
Oh, the beta, the quote-unquote leaked rules with big quotes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, everyone knew they were fake, but it was like, well, you know, they put that out there, and then GW kind of went out there and said, these aren't the rules, don't, you know. And so it was like, oh, well, the new rule set. And this guy honestly tried to rip me an asshole, saying, like, you didn't know. You didn't fucking know. And I was like, dude,
there's always a new edition
coming out. Yeah. And it's like,
I think I think fantasy right now is in a stable enough place where they could actually do all of the books before we see a new edition. I mean, it's unlikely, because they've never done that before.
Yeah.
But the new edition is, I guess, with the exception of Magic, the new edition is really tight. Like, it's really good. It's the best version of fantasy they've done.
It's going to be about three or four years before the new edition of fantasy. And you're going to get, like, what, two or three rule books per year? So you get nine more books. It's still not going to be enough to finish.
What they need to do for fantasy is they need to do a... I would say fantasy is stable enough that they need to just finish all the army books, and then rather than coming out with a new rule book like they do all the time and re-release the codexes and re-release all the armies, and I know they're never going to do this because that's their business model, but instead of doing that, they need to release a supplemental campaign book just like...
Blood in the Badlands?
Well, yeah, kind of like Blood in the Badlands, but rather than do it like the GW style where they just release some shitty book that nobody cares about, they should release a book that contains new choices for every army with points costs and then release some
The Privateer Press model.
Do the Privateer Press model.
I just think that they could, if they, instead of coming out with a new edition, what they probably could do is just like, okay, this is, you know, what are we on, 8.5.
Yeah. Yeah, just literally do a 0.5.
Yeah, this is 8.5. It's the rule
book. All the codexes or all the army books are still valid. And
yeah, all you do is to just put out a new rule book. Well, just like the old hardcover one, and then it just has, you know, the FAQs in the back.
Eighth edition's only been out for, what, like 2 years? A year and a half?
It's been about 2 years.
Right, it's awful that we're already talking about the fact that they're going to do another edition.
It's part of the whole idea. We're talking about new editions.
Yeah.
Not the band New Edition, which is a great band, by the way. Bobby Brown, come on.
That's his prerogative.
It's the New Jack Sound. I've now brought up New Jack Sound on 3 different podcasts, so I feel good.
I mean, that's a hat trick.
That's a hat trick right there. So you have a new, when new editions come out, it's like it always sparks the whole thing of flying about what's going to be going on with the new editions.
It's really funny that a guy flamed you about that, though.
I got so mad at this guy. Because you know what?
I wish it was me in secret.
I wish it was you in secret. But no, I know it wasn't you because the guy was rude. Like, and I don't care if like someone says, like, dude, you didn't know about it. And I'm like, no, like I did. And it was just like a you know, healthy discussion, or we could, you know, like, you know, make fun of each other. This guy was outright like, you're a faggot. You don't fucking know, faggot, asshole.
So much like most of the people on the internet, he informed you of your own sexuality.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it's like, that's why I never, and like, I'll never go to this place ever again as, you know, as a website. It's all 40K anyway. I mean, you can't get any other information on that site aside from 40K. Is that your phone?
Yeah, I'll mute it.
God damn it, Steve.
Whatever.
All the time.
Yo, it was cool. It'll be jelly.
Yeah, but I was like, the new edition of 40K. Okay, so tell me some of your crazy Darkness Rises theories.
So,
theories about 40K.
It's not a theory. This is the rumor I heard, is that the new edition has made it, vehicles are no longer the big thing they are now. It's no longer parking lot city.
Yeah.
But the new rules favor Grey Knights and Space Marines even more.
How is that possible?
They're not only the best, but they're the best by a huge margin. Like, somehow they're making Grey Knights better. That's what the new rules are. I don't know. But apparently Grey Knights are just going to be... Like, if you currently own a Grey Knight army, you're going to be winning a lot of tournaments.
Well,
not really. You'll be playing against a lot of other Grey Knights.
This is what I had heard, is that you were right in that saying that it's not going to be very vehicle heavy. I mean, it's still going to have an emphasis on vehicles, but it's going to be more troop oriented.
Yeah, but the thing is because unlike fantasy, there's no real checks and balances system of having a really good model. Like, there's nothing that is ever going to make a Space Marine not awesome. Because he's got great stats. There's no way to mitigate his armor unless you happen to carry a specific weapon that can. You know, in fantasy, if you've got a dude who's strength 4 and he's got a halberd, he's now strength 5.
So he takes off 2 to your armor save.
Yeah, minus 2 penalty to your armor save. So a Space Marine would be saving on a 5. Which you can make inferior troops that happen to have good weapons, you know, be able to actually kill Space Marines. But there's no real way to mitigate that unless you're using...
No, because they're like in the 40K universe, they're like... Well, my guy hit your guy with a laser cannon. But that doesn't have any armor penetration to it.
There's no AP. He's fine.
It's a laser. It's energy. It can go right through it.
Yeah,
no! So, his armor's made of ceramic!
So because the rules are favoring infantry more, and Grey Knights are by far the best infantry. We'll see. I mean, I have a lot of 40K orc stuff mint in box.
That you do. And they have
I'm probably going to do it anyway. I'm just going to do it. I don't care. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I've always wanted to do the 40K Orc army, and I'm going to do that. I'm down to the one army, one system. That's it.
I thought you were going to do two armies for one system. No. So then you can have another person play with you.
Oh, no, that's just for Warmaster.
Just for Warmaster.
Just for Warmaster. Warmaster's got the exception. Because I could go anywhere and be like, hey, you got to play a game of 40K? And they'll be like, oh, sure, I'll go grab my Grey Knights. Yeah.
They'll be like, I'm going to grab my Grey Knights. Sweet, I'll have my Dark Eldar.
Yeah, they'll be like, I've got my Orcs.
I got my Deldar. You get your Grey Knights? Let's play.
Yeah, let's battles. But so...
let's verse.
Let's verse our teams. So, I mean, but I don't really... It just doesn't matter. We discussed it before, but how I guess you use the term I've grown up when dealing with games, because I just don't want to... Getting onto the table and smashing the shit out of the other guy?
Yeah, it's...
It's not my...
No, I mean...
My cup of tea anymore. Yeah, I just want to play. I want to have cool armies and sweet battles. That's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually playing some games the other day, too. I came across... Some of the things that annoyed me about playing games was just brought up again. I'm just like, it's like teeth grinding. It's like, ah, this is why I hate playing these games.
Yeah.
So I love playing games, but I hate playing games too. Yeah. I mean, like
But see, it's not about the game. It's the people you play with.
It's the people you play with. I played with Steve Maples. I don't know if you remember Steve Maples.
I remember Steve Maples.
We played some Battles of Westeros.
How's he doing?
He's good.
Yeah, because he had a health issue a while ago.
He's good.
That's good.
He's a trooper. We played some Battles of Westeros, and that went well, and we had some fun with that. He ended up winning that game. But it was a fun game, and it all came down to the last move. It came down to the last dice roll.
That's always sweet.
Yeah, it's always fun. And then we played some Necromunda, of course, you know. And it's just 40K, and it drives me absolutely fucking bad. Fucking baddie.
I guess it's better than Necropunda, which is the pornographic miniature
game. Yeah! That's some penetration.
Make your penetration roll.
Exactly. No, and the other 40K news is Games Workshop is putting out, is now digital downloads.
Oh, we discussed this on a much earlier podcast. Yes. About how Workshop should just release their digital books. But when we were saying it, we were like, you know, it would be great. You could just have a $10 PDF direct download. But Games Workshop, being Games Workshop, this is... No, it's more expensive than the Codex. iPad only.
iPad only. Only available through iTunes.
$10 more expensive than the hard copy of the Codex.
$10 more expensive.
It's a digital fucking copy. It's $10 more. What planet do they operate on?
I don't know.
It must be Segundus 7 in the Sol system.
This is the reason I think that they charge more for it, is because iTunes takes a chunk of money.
Yeah, they take 20%.
20%. So that's, they raise it
20%. Awful. Awful.
What in the hell were they thinking?
And it, you know what? I don't even want to get into it, because there's obviously nothing...
We have to get into it. All right. That's our job.
All right. They could have just fucking released every goddamn book as a PDF for $10. Flat. $10. PDF. Download it.
Well, and that's the thing, too.
Done.
It's like...
But it's got... Did you see it's got all sorts of fancy, like, whiz-bangs and gee-gaws? It's like, nobody wants that. They want to just read the fucking rules.
They just want to go...
Yeah, they want to go, I want to find this rule. There you go. You know, a searchable PDF. That's all they want.
Oh, God. And the fact that it's only available on the iPad boggles my mind.
The worst of the iDevices.
No, I don't... I love my iPad.
It's the worst seller. It's the smallest market share.
It's just because it's expensive as fuck.
That's exactly. It's the smallest market share.
I love my iPad. I use it all the time. I use it at work.
That's because you're a hipster doofus.
I use it to write my articles for the website. I do everything on the iPad. I have not picked up... the only time I ever really need a laptop is if I'm doing serious, okay, I have to sit down and write paperwork for my work. It's easier
to use
the
laptop all the time. So
yeah,
and rather than get a pad, this is the thing I thought it was interesting about the whole like pad thing. I know this has nothing to do with games, but this is the interesting thing about the pad thing, is that you can get a very small laptop, like a handheld laptop, very small, that's got enough juice to do everything you can do on a pad.
Yeah,
like a quarter of the cost.
They're not making those anymore. Those small ones. Those.
Oh really?
Those netbooks. Yeah.
Are you sure?
They're done. Oh. Those are done. It's all going to the pad.
Oh, okay.
So like the Kindle Fire is very similar to that in a lot of ways.
Because I just thought it was weird. Because I mean, they were like two. Like I saw.
Yeah, don't know.
It was like $200. You know, it's four times less the cost.
Yeah,
and you have something that's essentially more powerful.
I mean, last thing we're gonna say on this, because there's nothing to do with gaming, is those things don't have a lot of power behind them. They don't have a lot of memory behind them, and they were pretty much useless on everything on anything that's not Wi-Fi. All
right, fair enough.
But I mean, I love my iPad and everything like that, but. Everyone's got Kindle Fires. They got, you know,
all droid devices.
Droid devices.
Yeah.
Like, even your iPhone. Well, you can put it on your iPhone, I think.
No, you can't. It only works on the iPad.
Okay.
It only works on the iPad.
So you get, like, iPhone is, like, I have PDF copies of rule books on my iPhone.
And I have it on my droid, and it's on my phone. And the reason I like it on my phone, because it fits in my pocket.
Exactly.
And I can go, this is what I need. And the iPad is huge. You know what I mean? Like, carrying it around, like, oh, look at this. It's the size of a book.
Well, and this is the other thing I like doing is, like I'm just on the iPad in general. I go to...
Welcome to iPad Classy. We talk about iDevices, not games.
Classy. I go to Fantasy Flight site, and they give every rule set's PDF, every game's PDF for the rule set is available online.
For free?
For free.
For free.
So if you lose your rules to Fortress America, or you lose your rules to Twilight Imperium, you just go there and you can download it.
I just got lost reading the rules of Twilight Imperium.
I read the rules to Twilight Imperium and I actually summoned Cthulhu.
Yeah? Did you sit back in your chair and look and just go, I've made a huge mistake?
I was just like, so anyway, during this fan, Nash Gath, getting out the wall, Haster. And all of a sudden, like, Cthulhu came up and said, like, you rang? I'm like, no, I'm trying to play Twilight Imperium. Not again!
It just went down. Cthulhu's just annoyed because he keeps accidentally getting summoned by all these nerds trying to play Twilight Imperium.
Nice. Yeah. They offer all those free Battles of Westeros, which I harp on a lot because I love that game, and Battlelore. Both put their rules, and they have the rule sets available on there, but they just don't give you the maps.
How you play.
Yeah.
Or
you don't have to play.
What you play on.
You don't have to miss. They give you examples of how to set up and play specific scenarios in games. But they don't put those up.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Did anyone expect anything less from Games Workshop?
No.
I mean, I'm surprised that they did digital, but I'm not surprised at how they did it. Because.
I want to know if anyone bought it. Legitimately, I want to know if anyone bought it.
Oh, it's Space Marines. Somebody bought it.
You think?
Somebody bought it. Come on. It's Space Marines.
You think?
I would be willing to bet that way more people bought it than you think.
If you listen to Game Classy and you bought the digital download, which there's only like 30 people who listen to this podcast, so if you're one of those people who listen to this and
I thought it was just one guy,
and you legitimately bought it, you didn't get some ripped copy offline, you legitimately bought it from iTunes, you can contact Steve through the Game Classy Facebook page. And just let him know if you bought the digital download.
Yeah, we've got 15 likes.
Yeah.
So at least 15 people like it.
Yeah, at least 15 people like it.
Yes.
So if you get that and you got, just tell Steve and say, you know what, it was worth it. And then we're going to go over to your house and smack you.
No, we're not going to do that. Shh, you're not supposed to tell them.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a surprise. We can live cast it.
I'm actually kind of excited because I've heard good things about the new rule set for 40K.
All I've heard is that it makes all the problems that the game has, like army power wise, worse. But I don't really like nobody I know who plays 40K plays Grey Knights, shockingly enough. So I don't think it'll really matter.
Well, and I was talking to some guys who work at the bunker, and I was just like, you know, I haven't played 40K in a long ass time. I think I'd like to get a small army of, like, the first army that's getting released is Chaos Space Marines.
Yeah.
Maybe get a small Chaos Force. I already got some demons.
That'd be sweet. We could have some awesome Chaos versus Orc battles.
Yeah, I have just, like, something small, you know, where I don't need, like, something massive. I don't need a Defiler, and I don't need a fucking Land Raider. Maybe just a couple Rhinos. Maybe a Land Raider. Who knows?
Predator.
A Predator?
Go with a Predator.
Go with a Predator. I don't fucking know anymore. But I was like, oh yeah, you know, and they were like, oh well, what, you know, we're just, you know, of course I mentioned that I would like to play Chaos, and they're like, well, what would you like to buy? I'm like, no, stop.
You don't want to play Chaos now.
No, I'll wait for the new hotness to come out, and I'll buy that.
Well, the rumor is that the starter set is going to have plastic playfighters.
Yeah, and Plague Marines.
Yes. Did we deter? Is it Space Marines versus Chaos Space Marines?
It's Dark Angels versus Chaos Space Marines.
Okay. Because I heard a rumor for a little while that it was going to be Chaos Space Marines versus another Xenos or versus Azenos, and I was like, no way,
no way.
They're not doing a starter set without Space Marines. Come on now.
It's Space Marines.
It's Space Marines the game.
Space Marines.
Did you play the Space Marine Xbox game?
Yes, I did.
The game's sweet.
It's actually a little fun. Yeah. As I said, my only problem with it is that. with a las cannon, you could run at top speed, but with a heavy bolter, you could just you just have to trot around. I'm like, this makes no sense. Follow the... There's an established mythology, people.
There's a...
And I also didn't like that you have a grenade launcher for some odd reason. That was just weird.
Actually, you move the same pace with the heavy bolter, unless you have it in the aiming mode. So, I don't know, I liked it a lot. I thought it was really fun. And they're doing a new DLC thing where you get to play as Dreadnoughts.
Yeah,
so
you get the Dreadnoughts.
I don't know if that's already out. It might be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was looking for my copy I was going to play.
I quite enjoyed that game. I don't think I ever actually beat it, because I got to the final level where it's like, you got like a bunch of...
Oh, the endless waves of demons and shit?
Hoy! Yeah, and I was just like, I'm kind of bored with this.
By bored, you mean like, this game's too hard!
A little bit. Controller down. I'm not normally like that. I'm just sometimes like, well... Whatever it is after this is officially the end of the game.
Oh,
so.
Hey, you and your Pat is galloping. Pat is the retro game guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought you and Pat need to make a special trip to Brookfield and go to the Galloping Ghost Arcade.
Galloping Ghost Arcade.
Galloping Ghost Arcade in Brookfield. It is $15 for all day.
Yeah.
They have an insane number of arcade machines on free play.
Well, I'm sure he's going to listen to this, so he'll do. No, he's more into the home console systems.
You know what? They've got shit tons of Neo Geo.
Oh, do they?
They've got everything, and they've got tons of old ass games. Just a special, like, you know, a special from the Galloping Ghost podcast for the Retro Game Review. I was just because I've been there like three times in the past month, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, I was I'm getting through with my work for the year, so I'm going to my summer break, so I get a lot of free time.
So jealous of that. It's such bullshit.
You wouldn't be if you had to deal with my job.
Maybe.
Maybe. Sometimes it's worth the trade-off. The new edition, I was kind of like, play some Chaos Marines, maybe. And I was looking at some of the Marines, I'm like, Jesus Christ, these sculpts are from, like, 97, 98? This is a bad sculpt.
The plastic Marines look fine.
Yeah, I mean, but the problem is that all the Chaos... The only good Chaos Marine head is the one with the top knot.
I disagree. I think a lot of the heads are pretty good.
No, all the heads are ass. Ass,
I don't
sir.
Know.
They're so old, they need a resculpt. Some of them, like some of the legs.
Oh, you know, there's a bunch of new heads. They did their 5th edition book.
Yeah.
There's actually a bunch of new heads in there.
Yeah, and
there's one that has like three eye laser thing.
Yeah,
There's a bunch of new heads in there.
And the some of the legs have really bad sculpts on them. Like some of like the ornateness kind of blends in with the actual leg itself. It's just bad. And then there's like the Khorne Berserkers, which I like, but they suffer the same problem. They've been
the
off.
Prancing Marine is
hello. Yeah, hello. Like,
we're bringing blood for the blood god. How decadent!
Blood for the blood god. Wine for his throat.
So just wait. Just wait for the new edition.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know. Mine. It's like it's just the only problem is that the Khorne Berserkers have been sculpted and have been the sculpts or the master molds are so old at this point that there are actually a lot of the details being lost.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're just milking. It's like the Empire horses. It's just like, is this even a horse anymore? It just looks like a blob of plastic.
No, there's a tail.
There's a horse. No, the tail breaks off.
There's a spot where the tail used to be glued on it.
And so they're like, oh.
Just wait for you to get redone.
And then I was like, okay, well, then I was looking at it, what else do the cast guys? Okay, so they got the resin, the fine cast, the fail cast. Plague Marines. I'm like, okay, you know, those are...
Failcast is such a bullshit term. It's too easy.
I don't care. You can defend it all you want, Failcast. But
it's too easy. You need to come up with something better. Like, I don't like...
Fail crap?
I don't like Failcast, and I don't like Fine Crap. Because they're too easy.
How about Fail Crap?
Fail Crap, actually.
Fail Crap.
Maybe combining the two is the level it needs
to be. Okay, so they got the Fail Crap Plague Marines, which are, you know, whatever. And, okay, and then I was like, oh, well, Possessed.
Possessed are really bad. those models stink.
I wanted to throw them down and terrify them.
The Terminators are sweet.
The Terminators are sweet.
Just play an old Terminator.
No, I don't have that much money.
You don't even need that many. You just need 4 boxes.
And I like the Defiler. The only problem is the Defiler looks a little silly in this new edition. Because he's got the big head on the top. I think if it didn't have the head on the top, it would be fine. But
you can do it without the head.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's just...
I actually saw a dude, he converted it for his Death Guard, and his Death Guard were very utilitarian looking, like nothing was really kind of goofy about them, and they had little bits on their armor where like ooze was coming out, or like a little bit
of
the rhino.
This is my thing though. I would want to do a 40k space marine and cast space marine army where I don't have to fucking convert anything. I just want to do stock modeled. Is that so wrong? I've done.
I just thought his conversions were really nice because they were so subtle.
Yeah, it's not, I don't want to do conversions anymore. I'm done with that. I've done converted armies.
Converting armies sucks.
It's ass. It's terrible. It's
you could do it for a skirmish game because you only have to do eight guys.
Yeah, it's fine. I did the most beautiful fucking vampire count empire mixed army that you've probably ever seen. You probably never saw it because it was at Randhurst Mall. And no one was ever at Randhurst.
Yeah.
So it was up there, and then I believe it was sold. But it was beautiful. Beautiful in every aspect. Like, the paint scheme, everything about it was amazing. It had the static grass on the heads and on the shoulders, so it looked like they came out of the earth. It was beautifully done. And then it was just like, I'm never going to do this again, because it was a waste of my time and effort.
Yeah, it's brutal. And you have to do so many figures.
Yeah.
Like, some dude was like, this is the best suit. This has always happened when I worked at Workshop. So he'd be like, I'm going to convert my Orcs and Goblins army. And we're like, oh, really? What are you going to do?
I'm going to make them look like undead. So the Night Goblins, I'm going to drill their faces out so they don't have faces. And I'm going to have their weapons kind of hovering. I'm going to use the...
And he's like showing me the test model he does. And I'm like... That does look very cool, sir. And I'm just thinking, like, this guy's gonna do like 10 of those, and be like, I'm doing regular Orcs and Goblins.
This is bullshit. Yeah, I don't want to do like converted up cast space marines. I just want to do a straight kit set out of the box. Maybe
you know how you get the, you know, if you're a converter and you really like to convert, but you hate the time it takes, and if you do so many figures, the best thing to do is just convert your characters.
Oh, yeah.
You only have, you know, you'll have, in 40K, you'll have two. In fantasy, you have, like, 2 to 4. Maybe five. Just convert your characters, because that'll get you all of the conversion, like, juice. You'll get out. You won't have to worry about, like, making them uniform. Because that's the other thing, the other problem I had, too, because I know a dude who was doing a Tomb King's army, and he was doing his Tomb Guard as mummies, but, like, as actual mummies. So he took a bunch
mummies alive?
They are the mummies from 1645 BC. They are the mummies, protectors of the Prince Ramses. They are the mummies. They're hanging by the Frisco Bay. Save the world today. The mummies alive. He was doing them as actual mummies. Cut the skeleton face off and like did the wraps. And they looked cool, but they all looked so drastically different because he was doing it with green stuff. He's just like, they don't even look like a regiment anymore. And I'm just like, well, you've only done these three, so why don't you just use them as unit champions? And he's like, oh, that's a good idea. So he ended up just using these mummies as his unit champions. And that worked out and looked really cool in the army. But doing the conversion for everything, you have to make them look uniform. They have to look like they're part of the same regiment, at least regiment. Maybe not army, but regiment.
Yeah, that's... I was thinking that my other possibility of doing a Chaos Marine army would be to go and just get some, like, shitty-ass second edition models, get the old plastic Marines, those monopose ones.
Binkies.
And to get some monopose Corn Berserkers, the plastic ones.
Oh, the ones where they're like this?
Yes.
Where he's got his arm out, holding the gun, and the other arm's
I like how
the
you're
axe.
Doing this on the podcast, because
I always like
really
to use visual
this.
References on the podcast.
It's like their elbows are tucked behind their backs.
Yes. Elbows tucked behind their backs, hands out.
Axe, pistol. Yeah, and do that. Maybe get
that
some...
That was the Goodwin sculpt.
Get some noise Marines. No, they weren't the Corn Berserkers. I think they only had the... I think it was the Plague Marines. Plague Marines and the Chaos Marines. I don't think they ever did plastic Corn Berserkers.
I'm pretty sure.
You know, maybe they did.
It might be a Corn Warrior, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But oh, no, they had their fists on their hip.
Yeah.
The halberd.
Then the halberd.
Yeah. God, those models were ass.
But yeah, you had the... And then you have the... do that. Get some old second edition Noise Marines with the guitar.
Those are impossible to find.
Yeah?
Impossible. I tried so long, because I was going to do, for a Golden Demon entry, I was going to do a Land Raider that I put speakers in and made it into a stage and do, like, the band of the Chaos Space Marines.
I've never seen that done before.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic, because I've never seen it.
I've seen it done 1,000 times.
Well, I didn't do it, so...
Yeah.
Okay. But the whole thing is I wanted to do it, set it up, and have them be, like, a metal band on top of the Land Raider. But I couldn't find a single one of the fucking Noise Marines with the guitar.
I see them pop up every once in a while. I keep my ear to the eBay a little
ear
more.
To the bay?
Ear to the bay. My ear balls.
There's a rumbling coming. Someone's about to post some new inbox items.
And or maybe some, you know, like maybe get Karn the Betrayer, you know, just get some old, you know, second edition rhinos, the little shitty ones.
Ugh. I don't like where this conversation
get a Papa
going.
Nurgle.
This conversation
with
is
with his goofy ass face.
This is there's nothing good about what we're talking about.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, there is. Steve, come to the dark side, come to the second edition. So play with my squats. Your squats?
Did you ever sell your squats?
No, I'm not selling the squats.
Then why are you making a new 40k army?
They're worth more than gold.
You already have a 40k army. Why
actually, they're legitimately about equal to gold. I think they're about equal an ounce. Like an ounce of squats.
So sell that shit.
Hell no.
Alright.
Because I'll instantly regret it.
You'll regret selling your squats? Something you've never used ever?
I played a couple games with them, but I haven't played in a long ass.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not. Tim just saw Brother Captain Squaticus. He was laughing hysterically at him. Yeah, but I mean that's about like the 40k news. That's about all I have for that. I can't take anymore until that rule book is released. I don't know if I can even go on the boards anymore. And once again, that's the problem with this fucking podcast is we always come out. Like, I guarantee you, it's like next Monday they're going to be like new rule book, you know, and all this fun stuff. Yeah,
it's likely going to be July.
You think July? Yeah, we're in mid-June as it is. Yeah, it's going to be next month, and we're going to end up finding about it next week, because next week, Monday, is, I think, around the 20th, which is when it's going to be, which is usually when the big releases for the month comes out.
Yep.
We can find out about, and then they're like, it's like, are you already, they'll put up, like, the teaser trailer, and it's like, are you ready for this? And, you know, everyone's all excited, and they're like, fucking rulebook, fucking 40k drools coming out of their mouth.
Lord of the Rings!
New versions of the Fellowship and fail crap.
That's fantastic.
So you can buy the entire Fellowship and fail crap for $400.
No. $415.75.
$415.75. You can download them from iTunes. We had to have the $15.75.
Yeah.
Because they take 20%.
That's right.
Yeah. But I mean, that's all I've heard about in the news. The other thing was the new Hordes box set, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, there's a shit ton of new War Machine Hordes stuff coming out. They have a bunch of the Colossals spoiled. The Hordes Colossals. The Everblade one is a giant fucking dragon. It's
really
huge. It looks so badass. The circle one is a giant golem.
Ooh.
He's the giant stone golem, because they have like a...
I believe that's pronounced golem.
Golem.
Golem is the guy from Lord of the
Rings. Golem.
He costs $16.
There's two... There's kind of two subsets in the circle army.
Yeah.
There's the wolf side, and then there's the construct side.
Yeah.
And so far, I think their battle engine, I would say, is kind of in the middle, because it's not really either, because it's druids, and they're operating this, like, device.
I would like it if, like, if I put a sound chip in that where it just went... while it's gone.
That would work. Or you could just use the monks, the chanting monks. That'd be good.
Along with the X-Files theme and Enya. Orinoco Flow.
So
sail away, sail away, sail away.
No, it's not monk enough. It's not Gregorian enough. So the circle one is a giant construct.
Yeah.
The troll one.
I saw the troll.
Very cool looking. The mountain king. He's got like chains on his back. And little troll holding onto it.
That guy was really cool looking.
Yeah, very cool looking. So,
and I just wish that I liked the trolls more. I just don't think they're that interesting of a race.
It's all good.
I'm just like, they just all kind of look the same. I might be a troll racist for all I know.
You're a tracist.
I'm a tracist.
Yes. So they have all that stuff spoiled. They've the new epic casters, which are casters and a buddy.
And a buddy.
Because there's the epic Nemo, the new epic Nemo. He's got.
So how many versions of Nemo have they released?
This
now?
Is the third. All of these epic casters is the third version of whatever caster they're doing. Because this is their character progression.
Because I was going to say, there's been like three Vlads, three Sorshas.
No, there's been two Vlads. This is the third Vlad coming.
Well, no, I'm not saying the third. I'm not saying it's the third version. This is like the fourth sculpt, because I have two Vlad sculpts.
Oh yeah,
there's a third one of him on horseback. Yeah.
That's the new one. That's the epic Vlad.
He doesn't get
a buddy. He gets the horse instead.
Ooh, it's the horse buddy.
Nemo's got this little chick journeyman warcaster with him.
Yeah.
Asphyxius has got this little like standard bearer lich guy with him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the other ones yet, but it looks like it's going to be you get the caster plus like a bonus dude for free,
oh,
like an
cool
attachment for free. They'll probably be sweet. Privateer usually is pretty good at making their new stuff not the best, but new, rather than just, like, it is also new, not necessarily the best.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're... And the Privateer is notorious for being like, this is a new release, and it's just a repackaged, you know? It's just their old stuff repackaged.
There is some stuff out there that is repackaged, but it is new, because they have stuff like the Trenchers... Like, they have, like, a trencher box. Because all the boxes used to be, you buy one box that has six figures, and then two blisters to make the full unit of 10. Well, now, because you can't, but you don't buy it by the figure, you buy it by the size, so you either buy six or 10. You either buy the full group or not the full group. You can't have seven or eight or whatever.
Yeah.
They're slowly going through, and all of the old boxes, there used to be a box of six plus two blisters, they're re-releasing them in white metal as a box of 10. So, like, the Satixis Raiders, they're more recent.
This is too much math. I'm confused.
Though the Satixis Raiders now comes in a box of 10. And they're in white metal, so they're not the same.
Wait, how did the cops know Eternal Affairs was onto them?
What?
Exactly. I feel like the end of Clue, where you're like, we have one bullet to shoot here, two bullets over here, and one bullet over there. 1 + 2 + 2 + 1 is... 2 + 1 + 1 + 2 is confused.
Damn, you're Tim Curry.
Oh no.
Oh, I see. No room for me, Alan Rickman.
But that's it looks cool. I mean, I don't get sucked in. I already have a ton of War Machine stuff. I think I'd just like to do a little bit of horror.
Super excited about the role playing game.
Yeah, I know you're still excited about the Iron Kingdoms.
I'm excited a lot more about a different role playing game though.
The seventh floor, or whatever it is, seventh level?
No.
What's this game now?
Level 7 is their, not a role-playing game, it's a box set sci-fi game.
Oh,
it's a board game. Yeah, level 7. It's not a miniatures
game. Well, I know
what
you want to talk about, but before we get to that...
Everyone thought level 7 was a miniatures game. They thought it was going to be Privateer's 40K, yeah. But they're like, nope, we already got two games. It's a sci-fi board game. Enjoy. It actually looks pretty cool.
But before we get into what I know you want to talk about and what you're excited about, which you say you're excited about, but I know, guarantee you, in like 4 months, you're going to be like, fuck that!
We'll see.
That's the Steve method.
We'll see.
Did you buy your tickets for Gen Con yet?
Yes.
You already have your tickets for Gen Con?
Yes.
Are you actually legitimately going this year?
Yes.
Because you say every year, oh, I'm fucking going, and then always like, I'm not going.
This one's, everything's paid.
Everything's paid for.
Everything's paid.
I got my hotel, I got my stuff, I got all my event tickets, I got my speed painting tickets.
I don't have any event tickets.
Yeah, you don't normally need them, unless you're doing like True Dungeon, or...
I figure True Dungeon's already sold out.
It already is.
Yeah.
True Dungeon was one of the first events sold out. I got all the speed painting competitions I'm doing. I think the only one I didn't get in was Weird. But I got in Dark Heaven, I got Reaper, I got Impact, which is the football game.
That's the also roller derby.
And the roller derby game.
Yeah.
I got in their speed. So I mean, I'm doing those. I'm doing Privateer Press. I'm doing the standard painting competition. I'm all painting this year, Steve. I'm covered in paint.
Aren't you always covered in paint?
Generally, yes. Actually, today is one of the few days where I don't have paint all over my
hands. Nice.
But you can find the game classy guys at Gen Con this year.
It's true.
I will be at the miniatures market going, ooh, confrontation figures.
I will have no clothes on, possibly a banana hammock, and I will be very drunk.
Probably.
No, there's no probably about that.
What else? And I'll probably be at the sword booth going, where are the guns? I want to buy a gun.
Do you guys have guns?
They're like, this is Indiana, sir. Of course we do. And they give me like guns.
Do you have a gun that shoots swords?
And
or a sword that shoots guns?
Where you generally see me at Gen Con is you generally see me either at the Fantasy Flight booth, because I'm usually demoing games. I'm not demoing them. I'm taking the demo. I'm playing out some new games.
You always take it.
Days of Wonder, I usually go there and play with some of their stuff, see what's new. Another version of Small World's coming out!
Yay! Ticket to Ride Japan!
Ticket to Ride!
Ticket to Ride!
Oh no, he's creating Sippico!
Sadu Shikuru! Nandeska! Ticket to Ride Zo! 100 yen!
This game doesn't even use money! This game just uses colored cards. Oh, I still love how people get addicted to Ticket to Ride. It's like,
I don't like Ticket to Ride.
Of course you don't, because there's no combat gate. There's no combat
system. Also, it's about trains. Like, the train's stupid.
If the trains could like somehow run into each other, you'd be really excited about
it. If it was a game where you plot train crashes, that might be a little more interesting.
Yeah, as we learned, you don't like a board game unless there's combat.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, then you'll see the Days Wonder. You'll see. Sometimes I go to Rio Grande, but normally Rio Grande has been sitting on their laurels for the last 20 years.
They keep making more Dominion.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like Dominion?
No, but people love Dominion.
There's more Dominion expansions coming down the pipe.
People love Dominion. Yeah, I've never really been. It's not like
it launched a genre of game, so that's pretty impressive.
I look at Dominion, I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this game?
Deck building games? Unlike board games, and even card games, and a lesser extent card games, but even board games and miniatures games, if you look at a miniatures game and you see two guys playing, and you see their like models are touching in some spots, and you see like some dead guys, you can kind of get a visual reference and go like, I get what's going on here. I don't know how it's happening, but I see that those guys are fighting, and those guys are fighting, and these guys are running away.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Board games, it's like Vegas, where it's just like, you don't know exactly what's going on in the game, but you're like, if you watch it enough, you're like, I kind of get what's going on.
You're like, I see. Okay, so he used that, and now he's got it. There we go. Okay. Deck building games, it's like postmodern art. You're like, what? What are you guys doing? You got cards. Okay. There's a pile there, and you keep adding cards to the piles and pulling cards. What is going on?
And the guy's like, I'm going to flop this banana and turn it sideways so I can use it to modify this stove.
I'm going to counter your stove modification by
using... You would have to wait your turn, sir, because we're still in the drawing phase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were out of the drawing phase. I thought we were in the shooting
phase. That's a party foul, so put in three chips.
All right. There you go. Deck building game. Explain.
It makes no sense. You're just... Like, I would love to play...
I've played quite a few deck-building games, and I'd say Thunderstone Advance is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
That's the new version of Thunderstone.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There's certain games I think I really want to try this year. I really want to try Rune Wars. I'm going to give that a try this year.
Rune Wars is pretty good.
It's just, I look at it, I'm just like, what the hell is going on?
It's in the same world as Dungeon Quest and Runebound and a couple other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki just walked in the room and whispering something in Steve's ear. This is riveting for the podcast. All right, so for those who are listening to this part, we actually had to cut out because some people had to come inside to Steve's, the place where we were recording, and it got really loud, so we went outside to record the rest of the podcast, and unfortunately, wind made the podcast virtually unlistenable for the last 10 minutes. So I'm sitting here recording this with Kevin, so I can put this at the end of the Game Classy podcast.
Game Classy, everyone.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put on an end cap from our little Game Classy smoke break, which we do at the end of every Game Classy, so that you guys can get an idea of what you can get if you subscribe to us. These are only available to people who subscribe. Two Game Classy, these little smoke breaks where we just talk about whatever pop culture thing, and this is a... hopefully it shows up. Who knows? It might not. I don't know. If it's not on there, then fuck it. Then till next time, anyway. for that, you go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could like us on Facebook at Game Classy. At Game Classy on Twitter, so you could follow Steve, and at Planet Arbitrary for me. And that's about it. And so I'm going to take the place of Steve. And then, so Kevin, you say, so Steve, until next time. Just say, so what, Steve, until next time.
Oh, so Steve, until next time.
It's always fun if you're...
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Jerry wouldn't be in it.
No, Jerry wouldn't. Yeah, well,
Kramer and George.
That's like keeping Elminster out of your Forgotten Realms campaign.
Well, no, it's you don't. The RP just the TV show RPGs. You're just playing as archetypes. You just play as like the wacky neighbor. Like that's an archetype that you play. You're the wacky neighbor. You're the ethnic stereotype. The generic
like
female
Fez.
Leads. Yeah, like Fez. Or we said Belky or Latka or
Arnold.
Well, that's just that's ethnic. Yeah,
that's why it's ethnic.
I guess, yeah, it's just, yeah, ethnic.
You have to make it a little generic.
And then it's like you get morality points. It's like when you get the moral of tonight's episode, you get the morality point.
If there is a moral.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always a moral.
There's never a moral in Seinfeld.
Well, I guess. But, I mean, this is a sitcom, and sitcoms are mostly about morals.
Never to make out during Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Don't bet on masturbation.
Dolores!
Yeah.
Dolores! Mulva?
Mulva, yeah. You have to, you gotta figure out the moral of, like, once you figure out the moral of the session, you get moral points.
You get a point.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can spend the moral points for rerolls and shit.
Yeah.
I think every game needs an alignment thing, so you can either be the morality character or the fucking degenerate character that brings everything down.
Like Doogie Howser in that sitcom he's currently in.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
He is the degenerate that's trying to ruin.
Oh, yeah, the degenerate. Yeah, that's definitely a character that you can have.
Because that'd be Kramer.
That'd be Kramer.
Kramer would be a degenerate.
No, he's Wacky Neighbor. It's different. Because you
got George Costanza. Is kind of the
George
degenerate.
Is the degenerate.
Yeah, George is the degenerate. The degenerate will always lie. You have to roll, like, and that's the thing. Is like
he's bebopping and scatting all over me.
There's no. What you have to do is you have to figure.
I'll play the milk toast.
Yeah, it's like the milk toast like main character you have to put on there.
And
it's
Art like, Van Delay.
Yeah, we have to roll.
But Same handle industries.
Here's the thing with the sitcom role playing game too is that you wouldn't have a. There's no experience points. Because the characters never evolve in a sitcom. The characters don't. No. They always are very static.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what it is. It's
very front-loaded characters that never go anywhere.
Never go anywhere. It's like, okay, then you're tired of it, so you go on to a different show. Or a new season or whatever, and you re-roll your points.
Yeah. Oh, and at the end of the session, you can determine if it gets canceled.
Yeah! It's like, okay, it's canceled. All the characters are done.
Yep, it's canceled.
You get ratings.
You get humor points, not experience points.
Yeah, you get humor points or ratings points.
Ratings points.
So if your ratings dip below a certain amount, you have to roll to see if you get canceled.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy shit.
$1 million idea.
And you have to do, like, the sweeps week. Sweeps weeks where all ratings points are doubled.
Yeah. And you have to, like, so you have to achieve a certain level.
Yes.
If you get too low, they throw a wacky alien character in.
Nice. Yeah, alien. Oh, that's like,
or dog-eating artificial heart. Or dog-eating heart transplant.
Sorry. Hey, What Tree Hill lasted like 6 seasons.
I can't believe that actually happened in a legitimate drama series.
What Tree Hill is not a legitimate drama series. I will give you a legitimate series or a drama series, but not a legitimate drama series.
Illegitimate drama series.
Yeah.
Or, what a plot point. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, your heart transplant was eaten by a dog.
You know what's another supplement we could do to it, aside from the sitcom, is we could also do the drama supplement, where you have to build a drama around it, too. So it's like you could have, like, doctor, you know,
but
like
they have advancement in dramas.
Yeah.
That's well, true.
Then you have the dramedy.
Yeah, well, no dramedies. We're not. That's too complicated. No, it's like you have like the house character, you know, like the doctor with the flawed doctor, or you can have the
dramedy's fucking advanced.
The lawyer, you got the
you're not ready for it yet.
Yeah, dramedy's too advanced for me. You got the lawyer. You got the hooker with a heart of gold.
Nice.
You know, army surgeon. You know, shit like that. You could put. And there, you have it all go together.
That's pretty good. Actually, like, what I wanted to do, the one game I wanted to do based off of a TV show, like, actually.
MASH?
Like, what was the one?
MASH.
No, I actually think there was a MASH role-playing game.
It's like,
not kidding. No, I'm pretty sure there was an actual MASH role-playing game.
Was it just with the MASH role-playing game, was just you walking around, and then you'd make a joke? And
you were playing, you play doctors in Vietnam.
Yeah, you dress in drag.
You all of a sudden talk like Groucho Marx, and you go, this is a terrible war. Terrible war.
Terrible war. No, Venture Brothers.
Venture Brothers could be
Venture
fun.
Brothers would work because you could play play as Sphinx agents or you could play as the Ministry of Evil or whatever.
Yeah,
you could be Monarch henchmen.
The henchman. Hey, this is my River Mono impression.
Look at you, all Kevin Smith.
Look at you, all Jerry Seinfeld.
That's the you could do the the only problem is
the stanza.
The only problem with the Venture Brothers is that it's such like a very like legitimate sense of humor. Like you have
you
to have Doc Hammer's sense of humor or Jackson Pollock's sense
of
humor.
I'd like to think that I have their sense of humor.
I don't know. It's like you have to be a very special person to get that sense of humor. Like that not get it, but to be able to replicate it. In game form,
I think you could. You just need. I mean, I watched a lot of shows like Johnny Quest and stuff. So like,
yeah, I mean,
it's pretty easy to riff off that because
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's always like you can riff off it. That's the problem with any role playing.
Archer, similar.
Yeah, Archer. It's the only problem is like when you're role playing any specific license is that
Krieger-san, my cherry blossoms is wilting.
Ugh, you are just your mother. All where are the bodies?
It's dry ice, Lana. You don't put your hands on dry ice. God damn it, my fucking hand!
That show is so
with those sweet dry ice bombs.
I loved when he had cancer.
Terms of enrampagement.
Well, but it's like when you play a licensed game, if you don't have the feel of the writers, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a challenge.
Yeah, like when my Dawson's Creek role playing game never took off. I just didn't get Kevin Williams writing.
Was that where all the characters just stand in like a boat on a lake and just look forlorn?
And speak way above their education level.
And try to love one another.
Yeah.
The speaking way above their education level is the
point. Yeah, exactly.
You don't know those fucking words. That's not in your vocabulary.
Fuck you, I'm gonna go marry Tom Cruise. I'm gonna go on Fringe.
Fringe. I love that show.
I only saw the first season and it was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely worth a watch.
I heard like Nimoy gets on there, and it's totally badass.
Oh, the problem is that show is
well played, Lithgow.
Well played. I have the guns now. No, it's the only problem with that show is that it's like it's the full season 24 episodes or whatever, and that hinders it. If the show was like 15 episodes, it'd be amazing. But it's kind of a chore to watch 24 episodes.
The flaw of American TV.
Yeah. Oh.
Long seasons.
Not HBO shows though.
Well, it's certain places get it right.
And AMC doesn't do that either.
Well, I'm saying general American TV being like network TV.
Yeah, network television.
Well, a lot of, because I was like, cable is doing really good with a lot of shows, is what they're doing, is they're doing full season of 24 episodes, but they're splitting it up so you get only 12 and 12.
So they're like,
or 10 and 10. Yeah. Yeah, you get like.
Well, you have your arcs. You've got your general story arcs, and you've got your kind of like side shit.
Well, yeah,
that
like a show that I really like is Psych on USA. It's like it's one of the shows that are just fucking bullshit.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's no weight to it. There's no like no investment in Psych. It's just one of those shows that you could turn on and laugh at. It's stupid, but it's got
he's playing a fake psychic detective, right?
Yeah, it's like
because he's just brilliant. So.
Yeah, it's like you got ten episodes in the summer, 10 episodes in the winter, and that's it. And it's great. That's all you need.
See, even for the sitcom RPG, you could have downtime.
Yeah.
Or a rerun. You could go back and replay that.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. And you could change it up. Be like, whoa, you've changed it. How did you do this?
That would be pretty amazing to do a rerun.
Oh, hi, Dolores.
Wait a second. Are we in a rerun?
Well, see, it'd be good because you wouldn't say, like, as the DM, you wouldn't say that you're in a rerun. You would just, like, reintroduce the same plot points and the same, and, like, the players would be like, have we done this before?
You get the same stale leftovers?
Kickstarter.
I'll tell you what, you come up with the mechanics, I'll write it out, we'll put it up on Kickstarter, we'll make $1 million.
Done.
That's the thing about Kickstarter is you only need to have the premise, and then they give you the $1 million, and then you work on the mechanics.
I'll do a demo copy. I'll get some custom ChessX dice.
Con starter is what it should be called.
We'll just get it spiraled. We'll get it spiral bound at like an Office Max.
Yeah, Kinko's.
I got my Flames of War book spiral bound. Less than $8.
Nice. How much do you think we'd need to get this thing going?
Like to actually get it printed and like maybe like 20 G's?
20 G's?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that, yeah. Oh, 20 G's is a lot.
I mean, if you want to print a shit ton of books and like except dice accessories, because I would do custom dice.
I wouldn't do custom dice.
You gotta have custom dice because they've gotta be like non-Euclidean dice.
What is this, like something
my brain got off track. No, they gotta have like different weird pips, like
the dice is like just this weird like constantly morphing orb. It's like, yeah, I can't believe we invented this new thing.
You throw it down and all of a sudden an old one gets summoned
and you're like, oh shit.
It's
Dagon.
The game session just went
terribly wrong. Well, no, because what you do is you can have a D8. And, like, four of the sides are just blank, and then on one side you've got, like, the laughing face, you've got the frowny face, you could have, like, a TV.
You would need a laugh track for this.
Laugh track. Oh, yeah, you gotta roll to see how many laugh points you get.
That's the wild card dice. It's a D12, and it's got, like...
Couldn't we just get them a D12, or just say that they use a D12 for the dice?
But you make custom dice that are cool for the game.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying in terms of getting, if I'm gonna like legitimately do this.
Well, what you do is the best way to do a game with custom dice is apply rules that have that can let you just roll the dice if you don't have the custom dice.
Like
so
one
like,
through three does
yeah,
this.
Exactly. So like if you have a D, if you're doing it on a D6, your D6 symbols are like blank, blank, blank. Like, then yeah. like not in the sitcom thing, but like crossed swords, a shield, and like a skull.
Yeah.
So
Hero Quest style.
Yeah, Hero Quest style. And if you convert it to just dice, one through three is ignored. A four does this, a five does this, and a six does this.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's like...
Everybody knows your name.